with me to show you how your dog has abandoned you. Cry to your Christ, to your God. Now I say so, no freedom, now it's strength, now we'll break, never. Even though he's the one who did this to you, bring the thought to question why. Not like you kill someone. Your eyes, she'll suck you dry. We still you cry to be back in her bosom to join again. She'll make you weep and mourn and cry to be back in her bosom to join again. Pray, she'll have a blind. Survives. Praying to stay in your arms just until I can die a little longer. Saviors and saints, devils and demons alike, she'll eat you alive. Surprise, even he would murder his mama to ride to hell between those thighs. The pressure is building at the base of my spine. If I gotta sin to see her again, then I'm gonna lie, lie, lie. She'll make you cry. I'll sell my soul to be back in your bosom. Now please suck me dry and still you'll cry to be back in her bosom. Do it again. Pray until I go blind. Pray, cause nobody ever survives. buzzing, my temples are pounding, the pressure is so overwhelming and building so steady that Freddy, I'm ready to blow. What is she waiting for?
JLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives, a Bad Transitions edition of it. Hopefully there'll be many more of these to come in the future. That's the hope.
Hundreds.
We'll see. Thousands. No. Although bed music is good.
Oh,
let's just leave this bed music on here. Why not? Let's do that.
I was going to make a joke about beds, but I'll just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just leave that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll workshop something.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
We should think of a joke for bed something.
For bed music?
Yeah. And then we say it at the end of the show. So people have no idea what we're talking about at all. They've forgotten about it.
Even if they listen to the whole thing, I'm pretty sure they're not going to know what we're talking about.
100%. Chupacabra.
Half the time we don't even know.
Yeah.
100%. Half the time we don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like you said, Chupacabra.
Yeah, right. So, hey, everybody. How's it going? Let's go over the songs that you just heard. And why don't you tell us what you thought the common theme of them was?
Just scream it at your radio.
Just
right now.
Scream it out. We'll tell you. Hold on. Whoa.
Take it easy.
Jesus. God.
We'll give you a countdown.
Wow. God, how rude.
I know.
Jesus.
Like they act like we can't actually hear them.
Okay.
We can hear you.
The cameras and mics I have are set up in all your houses. I can hear you. Okay. You can't see it, but the wall of monitors behind me is just full of all of you.
Unbelievable.
James, you gotta put some pants on, man. Okay. Like you gotta. Come on, man.
Why are you listening without pants on in the first place?
And like, I mean, I understand you're at home, but like, man, come on. Decorum, really. Like,
have some decency.
Even you don't want to see that. Okay, anyway. What you just heard was a track from a band called Pucifer.
Pucifer.
A track called Rev 2220, which is originally off of the Underworld soundtrack and then was on the Don't Shoot the Messenger EP, which they put out along with actually the track that's playing underneath right here. This was on the second Underworld soundtrack.
Totally not an accident.
Nope. This is exactly what I planned. No one say any different. And if you do say any different, you're wrong. So wrong.
And remember, we're watching you.
And then before that, you heard a band called A Perfect Square.
Rectangle.
Oh, yes, you're right. A Perfect Rectangle, yes. With a song called Judith. And then before that, to start off the show, you heard a track from a band called 2L.
It's called
46 and 2. And now, okay, everybody, now we've told you all that. What do these things...
We got to give them a countdown, remember?
But I have to restate the question.
Oh, yeah.
You know their small minds haven't, you know...
Goldfish minds.
Object permanence hasn't formed yet, so we got to get in there. Okay, so now, what do all of these have in common? On three, you scream it at your radio, okay? Ready? One.
Two.
Three.
Oh, my God, it's so loud. None of you were right.
Craig, did you say something? I saw your mouth move. Did you?
Nah, there's just, it's all noise. It's all static. It's just so much screaming.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Right? I haven't heard this much screaming since Nam.
I
don't know why they're still screaming.
All right, everybody, calm down. Calm down. Calm yourself, okay? All right? Great. Okay. I'm so glad that you've calmed down now. Okay. And yes, in fact, all the things that those had in common was the fact that one Maynard James Keenan was. Why am I? I started mispronouncing things and now I just can't stop. Yeah. I can't stop.
Well, because if you mispronounce one thing, it's a mistake. If you mispronounce everything, it's
then,
just,
dude,
it's
no.
an affectation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's just how I talk.
That's just my accent. You can't. What's going on here?
Then it turns from a you problem into a them problem.
Yes,
if they make fun of you for
exactly.
That.
Yeah. How dare you, people? How
That's
you
just
would
so mean?
You would make fun of someone who is not abled as you. Sad.
And then scream at them on the radio.
I cannot believe that this is the fans that I have cultivated on this show. Honestly, as I almost knock things over my hand.
This is not at all what I expected when I agreed to come here.
I thought we were in a better place than this, everyone, but apparently we are not. And that makes me quite sad. Not for me, but for all of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this doesn't affect me at all. It's you guys that I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, true. Know? So true. So very, very true. You know what we should have done? I'm sorry, everyone. As a consummate professional, I know you always say to me, I know you're screaming at me every week. You always say, Andrew, please tell us how the sausage is made for the show. Please go behind the scenes and tell us all of the nitty gritty, one could even say boring details of the show because you want to know. I hear you and I see you screaming at your radios on the monitors every week. So I was showing Craig around here at the studio, I showed him around while those songs were playing because, you know, we're multitaskers. We're able to do that. We're very astute and lively gentlemen.
What about lively? But
well, I don't know about
we're semi-aware
either,
of the things that are going on around us.
We have some concepts of what's going on at sometimes. I was showing him around, and then we didn't actually come to any thought or decision about what we're going to do now here in the show.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. It's been great. We're just going to head right
all
out
right,
here.
So bye, everybody. And there we go. No kidding. Of course not. We're not going to do that. We have 2 hours of hour and a half of radio to give to you of musical things. So perhaps what we should do is, Craig and I were this weekend. We were we've been hanking out this weekend. I did at one point show him a lineup that's happening for one of my coworkers live in Kentucky. And they sent me the lineup for Louder Than Life, which is happening in Kentucky. And at one point during there, there's something gross on my shoe. Something gross on my shoe. I'm sorry, everyone. Live radio.
Remember, barely aware of our surroundings.
Barely aware. So my coworker sent me this lineup for Louder Than Life happening in Lexington, Kentucky?
Sure.
What are the two places in Kentucky? Lexington and...
Is there another place in Kentucky?
Is there a Concord in Kentucky that's a large city there's got to be one other city in Kentucky, right? There must be.
I feel like there should be, but...
Okay.
Never been there, and I don't. If you Google it.
Yes. I'm getting an excellent...
Google knows everything.
I'm getting...
If we ask AI, it'll make up some towns in Kentucky.
It'll tell us that Washington, D.C. is in Kentucky. Yeah. Because AI is the future, everyone. It's inevitable, just like death. So go hang yourself if you think that. Anyway, Kentucky
just
cities.
Don't drink the water.
Yes, no. Poisoned water. Louisville is the other one.
Of course. That is, in fact, in Kentucky. Wait, did you ask Google or AI?
I just went into... Although Google is now AI, apparently. They've made it so that all the search results are basically AI.
So now Wikipedia truly is the only real source for facts.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Noted.
The world is a disaster, everyone. Wow. I can't believe we didn't think of Louisville is the most populated city too. So we got to the second most populated and could not think of the first. Anyway, the point of all of this is.
To reel it back in.
Louder Than Life is happening in Kentucky. And particularly on Sunday, there is a block of things that are on there. And it is I believe what I said to my coworker was, I need this to be liquefied and put into my bloodstream immediately. And I showed Craig, and he was like, yes, I understand and agree with why you said that, Andrew. And so I figure what we should do, Craig, is we should visit some of the bands in there or some of the corresponding bands around there that should be in there.
Should we just, looking at not just that one particular block, but that really entire lineup.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can we just do a larger than life?
Louder than life.
Yeah. Barely aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
Do a louder than life show. I guess we could. There's only 700 bands on that.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like. I think we should revisit some of the things we've discovered or come to or like from our bad transition times or afterwards.
We're doing a reunion show.
Yeah. But we like this set of artists. It starts with the headliner is Under Oath, and it just goes down through there of things that are like.
Things that you want to liquefy,
yes,
and put in your veins,
in my bloodstream immediately. Let's get that going. So I think we should start off with for all of you that may have fallen out of the loop, you might not be aware that Maylene and the Sons of Disaster have reunited. First off, which is something that I didn't think I would be saying, especially after that horrific accident that Dallas got into, where he still walks with a terrible limp, and I think it still doesn't have use of his right eye or something. Like, he's blind in that eye, so he wears an eye patch all the time, which kind of badass.
I mean, that's metal cred.
I mean, really, honestly.
When you walk away from something like that, you almost have to reform the metal band that you were in.
Oh, 100%. You know? Just so that you can be like, I lived.
I'm back from the dead, baby.
Death will never claim me.
to live and die in the South.
Yes, exactly. and so I figure what we should do is we should play one of the newer songs that they've put out recently so you can get an idea of what the hell is going on with these guys. And so I thought we would start with Thrush here for this block, and then we could see what other perhaps Southern oriented, southern flavored things we can get. The barbecue sauce of it all, as it were. We could jump in on some of those things, I think. I think that's something we can do. In fact, you know what? I must have played this band for you, right? At some point in time?
I feel like you did, and I feel like I remember going, oh yes.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Yes.
So, then, oh yes, we'll play them.
So we'll hit some CanCon in there as well, which will be exciting. And also, if the band that I'm playing hears this and wants to reform and play a special show just for me, I'm not gonna say no.
Well, I mean, you might as well have them come in here.
Oh,
not just for you, but like for everyone listening.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, Dirt Cannon, if you're listening, please come into the station. I know you all have kids or whatever, but like,
who cares?
For an afternoon, those kids can take care of themselves.
Yeah, whatever.
What are they going to do? What's the worst that can happen?
Just give them an iPad.
Yeah.
That'll take care of them.
Because of what we were talking about before, I thought that you were going to say eye patch, and I was like, that's a weird thing to give them, but I mean, could entertain a kid for hours.
Can you imagine the next Apple product? iPad. It's a single eye VR headset that just straps to one eye.
Yes.
It's like Google. What was that? Google Glass?
Google Glass.
Yeah, Google Glass, but one eye. So that you can keep the other eye on, you know, traffic or birds flying in towards you. I don't know.
It's like all those headsets that we've always seen in movies where it's only on one side.
One side.
And the thing is there. Yeah, it's exactly like that. That's what it is.
It's an eye patch.
Yeah, an eye patch. Wow. Apple, You're welcome, and also yeah, right? We'll take some of the residuals of that. Thank you.
All of those residuals, yeah. Actually.
You know, I think we can only... we'll take, like, maybe... I think 30% is good. If we take 30% for coming up with the idea, maybe 40. We'll
see. How it does. We'll see how it tests with the audience.
Get your lawyers in touch with ours, and we'll work this out.
Have your people call, well, you know, us, because I don't have people.
Yeah. Have your people, just straight up, just call us, give us, you know what, you don't even need to, just give us money, we're fine with that.
Yeah, just send a check, really.
Yeah, really.
You probably know where I live.
So here's some Maylene and the Mother and Sons of Disaster. That was a self-edit. Ooh. You heard me say it. I'm classy dangerous. Like that. I'm going to play you some Thrush here, and then we'll get some more stuff going here. Keep it locked.
Locked?
Locked.
Locked.
Right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
What's the...
Here on the show, the revival of...
Bad transition.
There we go. We've nailed it, everyone. We're so good at this. Professionals.
Back to